Welcome. My name is Julie Williamson. We're here with the IB Circle, and we're talking with Kevin Palins of Viusura Associates about the complexities, challenges, and cultural aspects of doing business in Mexico. Kevin, can you take a minute and introduce yourself, your background, and tell us a little bit about what you've done?
Sure. Well, I actually just returned to Denver following 4 years living in Guadalajara, Mexico. I moved to Guadalajara to incubate and grow a Mexican subsidiary for Orange Glow International, which is a Denver-based consumer packaged goods company that most people recognize by their popular cleaner brands, OxiClean and Orange Glow. Over those four years, Orange Glow to Mexico grew to multi-category leadership in Mexico. We successfully launched 21 different SKUs and grew the business to a $10 million run rate. I was also responsible on behalf of Orange Glow International for business development throughout Latin America. And so during this time, I also incorporated a Brazilian subsidiary where we sold our top three products and negotiated distribution agreements for Central America, Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, and Peru.
I'm personally glad to know that OxiClean will be available when I go on my Mexican vacations.
Absolutely.
I know you can find it
just about anywhere now.
Yeah, and it's a brand that is easily recognizable.
Absolutely.
Something that I'm sure is going to be something that we enjoy using on a worldwide scale. Thanks to your efforts in Mexico, in no small part.
Right.
What do you see as being some of the complexities of doing business internationally?
You know, I'd say first and foremost, be it Mexico or any new country, it's important not to discount the need for careful strategic planning, resource allocation, and dedication to the endeavor. Simply because Mexico or whatever market you may be entering is far smaller than that of the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico's case, Mexico's about, depending on the product, about a tenth of the size of the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
For consumer packaged goods. However, competition is certainly no less intense.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers are no less fastidious about brand selection.
Mm-hmm.
And retail chain buyers are certainly no less demanding, oftentimes more demanding than those in the U.S. I would also caution that despite the presence of several of the same leading retailers in Mexico, Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, Home Depot, HEB, not to presume that the sales process in Mexico will be the same. Initial sales cycles are generally longer. Decisions can be far more dependent on achieved trust and relationship building. And sales terms sought and ultimately required by Mexican buyers can be quite different than in the U.S. All the aforementioned chains are highly successful in Mexico. In fact, Walmart de Mexico is Walmart's most profitable operating company in the world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah. As such, the Mexican chains are actually given tremendous autonomy in negotiation
mm-hmm.
and how they run their businesses, which can differ markedly from their American counterparts.
Hmm. So the relationships that you have in the U.S. don't necessarily connect over to Mexico. They may be operating very differently.
If you're already selling in these chains in the U.S., those relationships can certainly be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But when at the negotiation stage, the same rules do not necessarily apply.
Right. Interesting.
Really where.
I think that can probably be a common misperception that people have about doing business in Mexico, that the same rules will apply.
Absolutely.
What about in-store services? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, in-store services, especially for a consumer packaged goods company, is critical in Mexico and actually throughout Latin America. Especially on high rotation items, the chains expect the manufacturer or their representatives to ensure the product is properly stocked on shelves, not its own store employees, as opposed to the U.S. or Great Britain.
Oh, interesting.
Where the store employees are responsible for making sure that the items are all well stocked and neatly arranged.
Right.
In Mexico, to the extreme, if in some stores, if a stock boy never arrives, the stock boy of the manufacturer never arrives, the product will never make it out of the warehouse and onto the shelf. So contracting stock boys to visit the stores on a semi-regular basis, which actually costs a lot less than in the U.S. thanks to the wage differential between our two countries, should be considered as a cost of doing business in Mexico when...
Well, that certainly explains some of my visits to Mexican grocery stores.
Right.
Where it sort of feels like a mess to me sometimes.
Yes, and there can be a lot going on.
Yeah, it's not because of what's happening in the store necessarily. It's what's happening with the distributors.
Or what's not happening.
Or what's not happening exactly. With the distributors. Right, right.
Exactly.
Interesting. I'll have to keep that in mind the next time I'm trying to find something on a messy shelf in Mexico.
Definitely.
What about intellectual property? It seems like that's always a concern for people when they go outside of the U.S.
Yes, and that's a great point. I would say that any company that is contemplating doing business in Mexico, be it now or even in the distant future, should consider intellectual property protection measures immediately. U.S. IP law does not necessarily provide protection under Mexican law, and so this is critical to avoid what can be very costly problems resulting from local companies or even multinationals, for that matter, registering company names and or brand names, and to prevent the launching of copy products into the market prior to or even after your arrival.
And that's registration in Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. With proper Mexican legal resources.
And is it national registration, or do you have to do anything locally? In some countries we've talked to, particularly in Asia, there's a lot of local laws and issues related to protections. But in Mexico, are you safe if you do it sort of at a federal level?
You are.
Yeah.
It is simply national mm-hmm. IP protection.
Similar to what we have in the U.S.
Law regarding intellectual property protection.
Yeah. Good to know. So tell me, what would you say surprised you the most about doing business in Mexico?
I guess something that I was unaware of prior to moving down for Orange Glow was the degree of centralization in Mexican companies, specifically with respect to decision making and the dissemination of information. And this can result in complex and protracted negotiations. There's always a boss or multiple bosses, signatures required, which of course underscores the importance of relationship development, not only with the buyers, mm-hmm. but with their managers up to the purchasing directors and above if possible.
Mm-hmm.
It also partially explains, I think, why lower level Mexican employees, mid-level Mexican employees as well, often aren't great working in teams and generally don't exhibit out-of-the-box thinking, assertiveness, or risk-taking qualities.
Mm-hmm.
These qualities generally are not encouraged in a centralized or authoritarian business culture as is found in Mexico.
Interesting. So in terms of those cultural differences, what would you say are the biggest distinctions you see between Mexican workers and American workers?
I would say there's quite a few, although there are certainly a lot of exceptions, mm-hmm. I think, on both sides of the border. And it's important not to stereotype in making mm-hmm. general distinctions. But in general, Americans are active.
Mm-hmm.
Mexicans are passive by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are more individualistic and independent, whereas Mexicans are more dependent mm-hmm. and affiliative. Americans are firm. Mexicans are, I'd say, more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Americans have a great need for achievement, while Mexicans, I think, are more inhibited.
Mm-hmm. So good things to be aware of in general if you're doing business down there. Again, not stereotyping or putting people in a bucket, but just thinking in terms of if you're managing a team or if you're trying to do business with people who have maybe a different starting point than you do.
Sure, sure. I think a pretty common trap that Americans new to doing business in Mexico and many other foreign countries for that matter fall into is to misinterpret the gray lines that can separate true capability, mm-hmm. optimism, and opportunism. In comparison with the U.S., far less frequently in Mexico will one hear no or no, we cannot do that, especially in the context of services for sale. I get two words come to mind in terms of how to avoid complications resulting from this phenomenon, which are assume nothing. Always do thorough due diligence. Make sure that when starting a business or a new relationship that you or your staff are as hands-on and involved in the process as possible.
Mm-hmm.
on the front end insist on multiple recommendations, proof of a relevant, successful track record before entering into any form of partnership or mm-hmm. or working relationship with the Mexican company. I think the same holds true for hiring mm-hmm. employees, mm-hmm. and that's universal.
Yeah.
And finally, make sure you have competent local legal representation. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Yeah, we hear that really about a lot of geographies, that depending on external legal representation is a danger. You want to have local feet on the street regarding that.
Absolutely.
So in doing that kind of due diligence and getting that kind of representation, how important is it to have local language skills in Mexico?
Well, English is spoken in varying degrees among the middle upper class in Mexico. In the business world, generally, the higher up the corporate ladder, the better grasp of English. That said, in Mexican national companies, it's not altogether uncommon to find even executive-level employees whose English is actually quite poor. I think a basic grasp of conversational Spanish and cultural awareness go pretty far in demonstrating a genuine interest in Mexico mm-hmm. and Mexican culture, which is the first step toward building what will be very important long-lasting relationships, key to doing business in Mexico. Mm-hmm. If one is managing a business with Mexican employees, I think they would be at a significant disadvantage if they were not to have conversational fluency in Spanish and a fairly advanced knowledge of the cultural differences mm-hmm. between Mexicans and Americans.
Great, Kevin. Thanks so much for visiting with us today. We really appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone for listening. You can find more information on the International Business Circle at ibcircle.com. Thanks so much.